All right, welcome back, everybody. It is the Conway and Whitman Show, and we're live on 97.1 Free FM. And Johnny Grant has just died.
That's a sad story. It's breaking news.
Yeah, it's like Mr. Hollywood.
Yeah.
That's too bad.
Johnny Grant, who, of course, are present at all of the dedications of the stars. And I guess it's called right there at Hollywood and Highland, it's Johnny Grant Way, right? They named the street after
him. Yeah,
it.
I think so.
Yeah.
Big promoter of Hollywood.
Was he sick? I didn't know that he was
He's in a wheelchair.
All right.
And I'm not sure, you know, what he had, but that's too bad.
Yeah,
I
that's
like that dude.
That's sad.
All right. Last night we had, well, let's do this first, because this is pretty telling when it comes to my knowledge of celebrities.
Yes.
And television shows.
That's right.
I don't pride myself on this, but I don't know much about modern-day celebrities and TV shows.
Right.
For one reason. When I go to a movie and I sit there through, you know, an hour and a half or 2 hours of a story, I don't want to know anybody in the movie.
Uh-huh.
I don't want to know, you know, the actors or actresses. I don't want to know anything about any of the people. Like, for instance, when I was watching... what was the movie? Saving
Private Ryan.
Private Ryan.
Right.
Right. I'm watching the movie, and about like 45 minutes into it, I'm really into it. I'm thinking, oh, it's really World War II. It's the beaches of Normandy. They're going after the Germans. All of a sudden, boom! It's Ted Danson.
Yeah. Right.
It's like Cheers. Right. All of a sudden, it's like Cheers now.
Throws you off a little bit.
Yeah, it's like, oh, that's the guy from Cheers. Hey, sweetheart, look, that's the guy from Cheers, Ted Danson. I wonder if anyone else will be in. From Cheers will be showing up.
Right, do you think anyone said, oh, it's Becker?
Yeah, me.
Yeah, well, that's
it throws me off.
You just see the actress. You know, I'm that way with Tom Hanks. I know Tom Hanks is a really good actor,
yes.
But I can't see Tom Hanks movies anymore.
Why is that?
Well, because it's just Tom Hanks. I mean, I just go, oh, there's Tom Hanks now. He's going to pretend to do something, and I can't do it.
Yeah, he's going to pretend like he's...
another person. And
like a retarded guy.
Right. Well, I was into those. So Philadelphia was a great movie, and then Forrest Gump, back to back.
I like Forrest Gump.
Yeah.
Every time I see Forrest Gump on TV now, I sit there and watch it.
You sit there and watch it. It's a great movie. And
very rarely will I sit there and watch a movie twice. I never watch a movie more than once.
But since Forrest Gump, and I think that was kind of the delineation point, if that is appropriate use of that term.
I think that's untrue. I think that guy has a tremendous body of work. I think you're being awfully unfair to that man.
Right. Well, they had the People's Choice Awards on television.
Right.
And I have here the complete list of all of the winners at the 34th annual People's Choice Awards.
I mean, this Tom Hanks, he had the Da Vinci Code. He was in Cars, the Polar Express. These are just off the top of my mind. Terminal, I believe he was in.
Yeah, The Terminal, I think, was
what was the other one? Catch Me If You Can? Castaway.
Didn't see that.
Toy Story.
Right.
You Got Mail. Saving Private Ryan.
Right. Well, that's a great movie.
Apollo 13. You got to love that movie.
Right.
That was a fantastic movie.
Yes, it is a great movie.
Philadelphia. Sleepless in Seattle. I mean, that guy's done. These are just off the top of my head. Radio Flyer, I believe he was in.
Right.
What was the other one he was in? Something in Hooch. Turner and Hooch.
Yeah, you're a big fan, my gosh.
Yeah, and then he was in that movie, that stand-up comedy movie that was so great, Punchline.
Right.
And what was that story where he was like a young kid, but he played an older guy?
He's
an older guy, but he played a kid. Big. Big.
That was a great movie. But again, these are before.
And that TV spinoff, God damn it. Adam 12, Dragnet.
Yeah,
yeah. That was also a great movie.
Yes.
And Bachelor Party. I even go back to Family Ties. I remember Bosom Buddies and The Love Boat, and I did a couple of personal appearances. Anyway, so you were saying?
Anyway, I was mentioning the People's Choice Awards.
Right. These are the most popular celebrities and TV shows with the people who live in this country.
You know what? And I often think, you know, with all the award shows, you know, whether it's the Oscars or the Golden Globes or whatever it is, I often think, Tim, that the People's Choice Awards are almost the best awards because it's actually people voting. I mean, it's like the audience is voting, not, you know, the Academy and it's like the viewers.
That's why they don't call it the Academy Choice.
Right. It's the people's choice.
Right.
Yeah. Did you see who won for female TV star?
All right. Now, let's go through these. And I'll be honest with you on who I know and who I don't know, okay?
All right.
Let's roll through all of these.
A female TV star, Katherine Heigl.
Katherine Heigl.
I think
I believe she's in Desperate Housewives. Is that right?
No, that's not correct.
Gina, do you know this Heigl is?
Yeah, I think she's on Grey's Anatomy, and I think she's in that movie Knocked Up.
Oh, okay. All right.
So you didn't know who she is.
I did not know who she is.
Male TV star, People's Choice Awards, Patrick Dempsey.
I don't know who Patrick Dempsey is. I know he's an actor. I think he's in CSI Miami or CSI Vegas.
He's McDreamy, Tim, from Grey's Anatomy.
Oh, Grey's Anatomy. Okay, right. That must be a good show.
There's the second one you didn't know. Talk show host, winner Ellen DeGeneres.
I know who she is.
Okay.
She's the one that cried about the dog. She is. She's lesbian. She has a talk show on where she dances.
Right, in the beginning she dances. And then
she was married to that, or went out with that chick who got crazy.
Oh, yeah.
Anne Heche.
Right.
Yeah. Right. So I know who she is.
Scene stealer.
Wait, you got to put a star next
to I gave
to
you that. A credit for one.
All right, scene stealer.
You're one for three. The category scene stealer, the winner, Chandra Wilson.
Chandra Wilson. Is she in Real Women of Orange County?
I don't think so.
Is she in Grey's Anatomy?
I don't think so. I'm a little borderline on who she is. Gina, do you know who Chandra Wilson?
I'm at a loss with Chandra Wilson.
Yeah.
Jerry, Chandra Wilson?
Anyone?
I think I've heard that name before. I've never watched the show, but I know I've heard that name.
All right. I don't know who it is. Okay. Nobody. She's okay. Scene stealer.
Scene stealer. That was she won. Okay. So you're one for four.
So the popularity stealer.
Okay. Do you want me to go with programs or just actors and actors?
No, anything. Let's roll down the whole list.
All right.
Here.
TV drama. House.
I'm not familiar with it.
Oh, you don't know House?
It's on HBO or Showtime?
No, it's on Fox.
It's on Fox. Right. I didn't know.
It is on Fox.
It's on Fox. And it's about a house?
No, House is the guy's name.
Oh, okay.
Isn't that he's the doctor, right?
The doctor, yeah.
Doctor House?
See, I knew that. Okay.
House Doctor.
All right. House Calls.
House Calls.
TV comedy, Two and a Half Men, the winner.
Yeah. Charlie Sheen on CBS and the top comedy on TV.
So that's number two. You're doing all right there.
And his dad's Martin Sheen.
All right.
And Emilio Estevez. I know that.
You're two for six. Best reality show winning at the People's Choice Awards, Dancing with the Stars.
Yeah, I've not seen it, but there's stars and then there's professionals and they dance together and somebody wins.
All right, best game.
And some chick, one of the Partridge, not, I mean, one of the Osmonds passed out.
Marie Osmond lost oxygen and went down, and she just said it was a... You know, it was a hot day, but she told Larry King.
And
she,
Carrie Ann, the nana, 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 nana,
right,
the naba,
right, man. She told.
I like her.
She told.
We do spots together,
right? She told Larry King that she's never been healthier, Marie Osmond. So,
and then she passed out. Okay.
All right. Best game show, Deal or No Deal.
I know that one with Howie Mandel.
That's right.
And he has that big glove. It's a handbag.
No, no, no. He doesn't use a glove on this show.
And he puts it on his head.
He does not use that. They have the women.
But that's an old joke. It's a handbag. It looks like a hand.
I've seen it.
And it's also his bag.
All right. But on Deal or No Deal, they got the hot chicks with the cases.
Yeah, the cases. They open them up, and you can win $1 million.
All right.
I know that one.
Best sci-fi show, Stargate Atlantis.
It sounds like a Star Trek ripoff. I've never seen it.
All right. That was the winner at the People's Choice Awards.
Not seen that.
Do not know that one. Animated TV show, I know you know this one, The Simpsons.
Yeah, Sunday night, very funny. Jay Kogan worked on it. I got a couple of friends who are writers. They have a lot of celebrities who are actors on it. Bart Simpson,
right.
Homer Simpson, I got it.
You got it. A female action star.
Uh-oh.
Keira Knightley.
She's on Fox and Friends or...
No.
That's, Fox News.
No, that's Kieran Gentry or something. Or she's a reporter.
What's this chick's name?
Keira Knightley.
Keira Knightley?
Right. Female action star.
No? I would say she's in CSI Miami.
Right.
Or CSI Vegas. Gina?
That is not right.
No, she's actually the new fresh-faced Winona Ryder-looking girl. She was in Pirates of the Caribbean. She's in Bend It Like Beckham.
All right.
You're not doing so well here. People's Choice Awards, Best Independent Movie.
I'm out.
Becoming Jane.
No idea.
No. So you're over?
All right. I'm out of that.
All right. Let me see here. Just do one or more.
Who else you got?
Best Rock Song, Daughtry.
I don't know.
No?
Daughtry?
Yeah. Home?
No.
Really?
I don't know. I don't know these people.
No, I'm getting that.
I'm out of the loop.
Best hip-hop song.
Oh, this one I'll get.
Timbaland featuring Nelly Furtado and Justin Timberlake, Give It To Me.
Yes. Give it to me one more time.
No, that's... No, no.
Give it to me one more time.
No, that's a song from the 70s.
No.
All right, so you didn't know that.
Nothing, huh?
Okay, let me see here. Female movie star, Reese Witherspoon.
I know her.
You do? Okay.
Yeah. Very good. I don't know what she's in, but I know that my dad ran into her at an airport.
I'm sure she was very nice.
And my dad was talking to her, and Reese Witherspoon actually listens to this show.
Really?
Because she said to my dad that I listened to your son's radio show.
How nice.
But I'm not sure. She was in a big movie recently. There was like an anti-war movie.
Oh, I don't know the most recent movie she did.
But what was the one she won the Academy Award for?
She won for Walk the Line as June Carter Cash.
Yes, exactly, Gene. I'm glad you know that.
And she played with the winner of the leading man at the People's Choice Awards, Joaquin Phoenix.
Who is River Phoenix's brother.
Right, you do know who he is.
See, I know that dude. Anybody else? Any other actors?
Male action star.
All right.
Matt Damon.
Goodwill Hunting, and he's a Boston Red Sox fan.
Yes.
All right.
Let me see.
That's all I know about him. And he married that crazy chick, didn't he?
I don't know if Matt Damon's married. I think he's unmarried.
That crazy. Who's that crazy?
He went out with Minnie Driver, but they didn't get married.
No, who's his friend then? He wrote the movie with who went out there?
Oh, Ben Affleck married Jennifer Lopez.
Jennifer Lopez, yeah.
Right, but that's not Matt. That's Ben.
All right, doesn't matter.
Okay, country song winning at the People's Choice Awards. Rascal Flatts. Stand, Rascal Flatts.
No.
You don't know.
Rascal Flatts?
Rascal Flatts is the group, yeah.
Couldn't pick him out if there was two bands.
It
in
is
here.
A group, I believe. Yes, I'm right.
There's three of them.
Yeah. You could have the Beatles in here and Rascal Flatts, and I couldn't tell you.
You're not doing so well here.
Who else you got?
let me see. Oh, female singer. I know you know her. Gwen Stefani.
Yes, I actually went to see a Gwen Stefani concert. I'm very proud of
that. No bragging.
Yeah. That song, right?
Right. A movie. Pirates of the Caribbean.
Right, I know that one. With, it was about the pirates, you know, the Disney rides about the pirates, and the Scissorhand guy was in there. The guy who always plays either a pirate or a barber.
Johnny Depp.
Yeah, but he's either the pirate or he's a barber. He's Sweeney Todd, he's the Scissorhands, or he's the pirate.
Sweeners, man. Okay, there's really not much more on the list.
I did well.
Well, not 2, 3, 4, 5.
All right, my general knowledge is better than my knowledge of these Hollywood people. All right, speaking of...
You didn't do well. 50%. You knew only half.
That's not bad.
Of the winners at the People's Choice
That's
Awards.
Not bad.
It's exactly half. You scored.
Yeah, but you know what? I knew half of them. So.
You did score exactly 50%.
All right. Last night we had the most ill-informed female caller we've ever had on the air, and an opportunity this evening for smart females to call us.
Sure.
If you're a smart female, we'd like for you to call us to offset the rather not-so-smart female from last night.
Well, and it kind of sent the message that, you know, chicks aren't smart. And we got a number of emails about that. Some angry chicks who thought that the female gender was misrepresented by the call that we had.
All right, we'll give the smart females right now an opportunity to call us, and we're going to try to figure out who the smartest female is in our audience.
Okay. All right.
So if you think you're above average in intelligence and you're a chick, call us at 520-9710 and 888-520-9710.
There's the numbers.
And here's the chick that called us last night that, again, wildly ill-informed. Can we ask you, like, a couple of questions? You could try to riddle us some answers.
Oh, yeah, sure.
All right. How many senators are there in the United States?
Senators?
Mm-hmm.
50.
All right. One for every state. Who's the current Secretary of State?
I don't know.
How about the Vice President?
Oh, the Vice President? That's The guy with Bush.
We need a more specific response than that.
Well, all I'm saying is that, you know what?
By the way, this chick claimed that she was very smart.
Right. She told us. She was kind of boasting at the beginning of the call.
Yeah. She said that she was in high school and skipped a year. All right.
Right.
No, I did graduate and everything, and I went on. I went to nursing school.
You should still be there.
Yeah, I'm bad, man.
How old are you?
38.
You should be at Birmingham High as a junior right now. Let me ask you one more question. How many Supreme Court justices are there?
I don't know. I didn't major in history. I majored in accounting.
Oh, for three. Baby, baby, baby.
Well, you can ask me anything about nursing, I'll know it.
How many days in a calendar year?
How many days?
Mm-hmm.
In a year.
In a year?
Yeah, you put all the months together, pick out the days, and how many are there?
And you add them together, of course.
I don't know. Do you know?
Yes, actually, we do, madam.
I got an idea.
Okay, so this is the guy that's
Honey, you don't know anything.
No, sweetheart, you should be a Portola Junior High.
You don't know anything. honest to goodness, I don't want to be mean, but you might be the most uninformed caller we've ever spoken with.
Oh, you think so?
Pretty close. Pretty close.
I mean, again, it's not said to be mean. It's just a reflection upon the brief conversation we've had here tonight.
What year was John F. Kennedy killed?
1988?
No. No, it was 1969?
Ooh. Wow, right, because he served two terms.
Yeah, he went to the moon.
Well, that's the year I was born, so I didn't know.
Oh, 69, you were born, okay. All right, baby. We're going to press
Can I ask a current events question?
Sure.
What happened today in the world of politics? There was some voting that went on today. In what state did it happen?
Oh, New Hampshire.
Yes.
Wow.
You are so friggin' nuts, you don't even know. You're one of the stupidest callers we've ever had.
There she goes. All right, an opportunity for women to steal and for you to become the smartest woman listening to KLSX. 520-9710, 888-520-9710.
If you get the crown, you know, you wear it for a year.
Yes. Smart chicks. It's Conway and Whitman live at 97.1 Free FM.
You are so friggin' nuts, you don't even know. You're one of the stupidest callers we've ever had.